We are all unique, and how each of us moves through life by working with the unseen, spiritual parts of us looks different. If one way you access support is through books, and you haven't tried the Soulquake Survival Guide yet, today's a great day to try it before you buy it. Head to the show notes where I have a link for you to receive a free PDF of the first chapter. Enjoy the first chapter, and if you love it, you can find it on Amazon worldwide in paperback, audio, and ebook. Your journey matters, my friend, and reviving your connection to spirit in earth-shaking times can be a game changer. How does reincarnation work with more people on the planet than ever before? And are you afraid of maybe leaving loved ones behind because you're growing spiritually? These and a few other questions are some of the questions we're going to address on this week's episode of What's Up Spiritually with Tom and Teresa. Hey, Tom.
Hello, Teresa.
Do I have some enthusiasm for this episode or what?
Oh, you're enthusiastic.
So, you know, guys out there listening in the listening world, Tom and I live this 24/7. So we live together, work together, play together, and we are working this spiritual aspect every single day of our lives. So it's interesting when we get some cool questions from you guys out there in the ethers and on Facebook and on social media and YouTube. So this week, we're going to actually address some of the questions that we've had people come up with us lately and some things that kind of spirit goes, hey, this is a good one to maybe address too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So the first one is, why are there so many souls on the planet at this time?
Yeah, this is a question that I remember way back when I was about 18, telling my friends that I'd had discovered this idea of reincarnation. And one of my friends, in fact, a mentor of mine, had said, well, you know, but how do you explain that? You know, there's more people on the planet today, and this was, you know, 40 or 50 years ago, than ever before. So how could reincarnation be true? So that really stumped me at the time. You know, however, you know, when I tune into my true feelings or that inner wisdom, the same thing, you know, when I really just ask myself, what do I feel is true about that? I always come away with the idea that, you know, the universe is a big place, like mind-blowingly big. You know, we're really learning that from the new Webb telescope and so forth, you know, how many galaxies there are and so forth. And planet Earth is, you know, an advanced school within this galaxy system, certainly. And, you know, one of the places that attracts souls who want opportunity. You know, we talked a bit about opportunity in that last podcast that we put together. You know, they're here to learn spiritual lessons. And this is a place you can experience, you know, your wisdom and that kind of thing. So that's my answer, is that the universe is a big place. And I want to add that, you know, there's always new souls being incarnated into planet Earth. So we have many levels of consciousness here. It's not just one or two or six or seven. It's in my feelings, I feel like there's a lot. And that's why, you know, at times we feel like, gosh, it's hard to relate to that person because, you know, they're still back at the caveman era kind of a thing. So, but overall, you know, the planet is evolving and people are evolving here. So how do you feel about that question, Teresa?
Well, thanks for asking, Thomas, because I feel that because of where we're at energetically, where we're at as a collective energy, so back kind of a bigger picture here, people, is that there are so many opportunities right now on the planet to grow and to expand and to not be burned as a witch, to not be you know, beheaded because I believe this, or whatever in the past these things were that were going on the planet. I believe that's why there are so many people here right now, because of the fact that it's incredible opportunities. So I know some people that out there in the world that will say, this is the worst time ever, and I would never bring children in right now, and what are people thinking, yada, yada, yada. But if you step back and really feel and tune into where we're at energetically for our own existence, as well as for the collective of what we're really here to experience, it's gangbusters. I'm super stoked to be here. And so, you know, when people talk about all the things that could and would and maybe go on, I'm like, yeah, you know, anything's possible, right? But I feel that the reason why I'm right here right now is because of the expansive, amazing experiences that I'm having. And now again, you know, some may be challenges, which is for my growth, and then some may be just amazing experiences. So that's why I believe there are so many people and souls on the planet right now having all kinds of experiences.
Yeah. And for you out there listening, you know, that's a good question to ask yourself. You know, so you've heard Tom's version on it. He came in from one angle. Teresa has come in from another angle. And just get a feeling for what feels true to you. And what would you like to add about our answer, you know, or to our answer kind of, or the feelings that we have about it, you know? And when it, you know, when it comes, I have to say, you know, when it comes to completely understanding it all, I, you know, my intellect is somewhat limited. However, in my feelings, that's where I really tune into that limitless, you know, expansive kind of feeling that anything's possible.
Exactly. And that's exactly where I go, obviously, is to my feelings. So since I don't have, I mean, I'm obviously a smart person too, but I'm more of a feeling person and more into my, you know, my feelings. And so that's just what I feel. I feel that, you know, yeah, I've been here, you know, how many times before, but this is a really amazing, rare opportunity that we're having at this moment for what we're here to experience.
Yeah. And I notice out there in the spiritual community, and other spiritual thought leaders and way showers and so forth, that a lot of people share the same thing, you know, that there's, boy, this is a unique time. And, you know, even politically, they talk about the Great Awakening. And so, or scientifically, we talk, you know, we're on the threshold of going to Mars and AI and all those kinds of things. So it's quite a unique time. And for me, it's important that I tune into that, that, you know, there's a reason that I'm here, that everything's going to be okay in the long run, and hang on, because it's going to be a bit of a wild ride.
That's an understatement. I like to say that there's, if you guys know, you know, like a deck of cards, when you throw up in the air, it's called 52 pickup. That's where we're at right now. We're at 52 pickup. So seeing where the cards land and which one we pick up. Okay, so let's go into the next one. So the next question we have is, how do I stay relaxed through other people's learning experiences? This is a really good one.
Well, that's a good one because, you know, in our culture, we're taught you need to save people from their experiences. And it's important that we help each other. But usually somebody's got to get to that aha moment. You know, with alcoholics, they say they have this moment of clarity. And, you know, be willing to be of service and help out and so forth. But if you've ever tried to change somebody before they were ready, you know, whether it be your friends or your parents or your children, you know, it's a tough thing to do. And I often joke, you know, it's got to become their idea. And, you know, the way that we learn, and I kind of forgot to mention this in that episode where we talked about spiritual lessons, but basically there's two ways that we learn. And one is through our personal experience, you know, what we've experienced, and then we begin to learn that that's trial and error, you know, it doesn't work so good, or this works really good. Another way is through having faith and confidence in other people's experiences. But either way, there's experience in that. So I have to have, if I have faith and confidence in your experience, it's because I have some experience in that area. But maybe I don't need to go the full 9 yards, as they say, or the full 10 yards. You know, I've had enough experience that I relate to what you're saying. And then my sensitivity, my prophetic part can, you know, feels down the road. No, I'll bypass this, or I'll do it that way. And, you know, that how it works. How does that feel to you, what I just shared?
Yeah, that feels pretty spot on. And what I like to add to it is from my own experiences with others and trying to stay relaxed. So if you guys read my book, The Soulquake Survival Guide, I give a lot of examples in there of times when I was what I called a hot energetic mess, and I really didn't have my stuff together or didn't have my understanding of, you know, of my experiences, other experiences, and how to really give people that space they need in order to have their experiences. But where I'm at now, I'm at a place that I really recognize in a big way when I need just to stay the heck away from people because I really will interfere in their experience. Unlike, you know, maybe butting in or, well, okay, I'll give you, here's an example. So recently I'm going through detox. So I haven't been feeling too good the last couple of weeks because I recognize that I'm high in mercury and I've got some things inside of me that I need to take care of physically. So a few people around me that, with love, would, as soon as I said something about I'm doing this detox, well, you know, they would come at me with, oh, I've got this for you and that for you, and you should do this and that. And to me, that's like, you know, not staying relaxed with my experience on their perspective, right? So I used to do that. I did that so much with people I loved dearly. I would be like, oh my God, well, I know this can help you. And I know, you know, if you did some Reiki or cream the sacral or if you took some supplements. So now I stay relaxed and go, okay, you know what? If they want some support, they'll ask me. And at that point, I check in with myself and I'm like, okay, guidance, is this my opportunity to give support or is it my opportunity not to? Because that's where I can respect what I'm here to do and respect what you, I say you, but my loved ones or people I'm working with are here to do. So that's really how I stay relaxed now, is just recognizing the opportunities and, you know, where's my 50%? Is it supported for me to be involved or not?
Yeah. And I think a big key is how does it feel to you? Do you feel, and I'm talking about in more when you're calm and relaxed, do you have a feeling for sharing something with someone? And if you know how to check with your guidance, then you can always just check, is this my opportunity to share this? Is this my opportunity to assist?
Yeah. So let me tell you what I feel like. So
okay.
When those people came at me with, oh, here's something you could take, or let me share with you, or if you need some support, it didn't feel good to me. Like it felt like they were crossing my boundaries because I'm like, I've got my stuff together, people, and I know what, and I'm already working with a doctor and I've got my supplements and yada, yada, yada. So for myself, I felt, oh, it just didn't feel right. So,
well, they're trained, you know, that we've been, you know, taught that we need to go, and they, you know, of course, here's what's really going on. They care about you and they respect you a lot.
Absolutely.
So they want to have a way to connect with you.
Right.
So I found that when I realized that, because when I was a younger guy, I used to notice that I used to say, gosh, why don't all these middle-aged women want to tell me what to do and how to think? I'm quite capable of this. You know, I'd been an FBI agent. I'd been a business person. I don't need these people to be giving me this unsolicited advice. There's this country song that we played once by Don Williams where it's, I'll make my own mistakes. You know, it's called Mistakes. And it says, thank you for your well thought out advice, but I can make my own mistakes just fine. So,
right.
Exactly. I'm getting a little off topic, but, you know, I think what I was sharing is that, you know, you're feeling a little bit of, you know, you're picking up on something like a little imposition, but you can relax with that. Mm-hmm. If you realize, oh, they just want a way to connect. You know, when I'm working with people and I'm working with my guidance, you know, there's something that, well, when it comes to you and your health, I don't bother because you know way more about it than I do.
And I know what I need to do for myself.
Yeah. And that's a specific area of interest for you that you really delve into. And it's wonderful. You know, I learn something from you about that almost every other week. So, but, you know, the trap is that, you know, if you want to impose that on somebody else before they're ready, they're going to rebel. So that's what you're, you know, experiencing. But here's the trick. Just check with your guidance. Just ask, just take a deep breath. Does Teresa really need any more solutions? You know, now, on the other hand, if somebody comes to you and says, oh, I have this problem and I have that problem and, you know, this keeps happening to me, you know, you can offer a few solutions. I limit it to three I'll give them three positives or three solutions. And then if they don't bite there, I leave it alone.
Well, I think you put something there. What you hit is the fact that, like, if I was going somewhere and I was paying someone to give me advice, to support me, then that's different. Or if I said, hey, Tom, you know, I need some support. Can you sit down with me and check this out with me and, you know, offer some support? I would ask you. But some of the people that came around with different things, they didn't ask me. They just, you know, and again, it's like a flashback to me, because I did that to people. I never asked.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ask people.
What are you saying?
Well, I'm saying that if I spotted, I got it. I've done that many times, but I'm to a point now where I understand myself and other people and their experiences. Like the question was, how to stay relaxed when I see someone going through a crap load of stuff. And you know what? If they need support, they'll ask. And again, I'll check in with, you know, is it my opportunity or not? But that's really, that's what I want to share about that.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when it comes to growing spiritually, you know, there's an old adage that you can, you know, if you lift up a snake and you carry it along, you know, you can lift people up for a while, but when you put them back down, they still have to move on the ground. So it's really important that people learn and grow on their own. They're here to learn and grow on their own, and that we respect them. You know, on the other hand, you know, when help is needed, you know, and I think it even goes to the point where, like, what's great about working with my guidance is usually my feelings will tell me I don't need to step in, you know, or they don't really need my help. You know, I usually can feel something, but if I'm in any doubt, I can always just recheck with my guidance. Or I can, if I have a reaction to it, you know, I can ask my guidance to tune into my true feelings about that situation so that I can relax with it more. Okay. But hey, we're going to rub up against each other here, you know, many levels of consciousness as we opened up with. And that's part of the game of life, is having those experiences. And, you know, you love to say walk your talk, mm-hmm. but that's what it's all about, is that, you know, as I'm growing spiritually, I'm as a soul, I'm learning to walk my talk. It's not an intellectual ideal. You know, it's something that's just a part of my feelings. It's how I normally and naturally will respond.
Okay, so now let's go on to the next question, Thomas.
What's the next question?
What can I do if my environment doesn't support, or the people in my environment doesn't support what I want to do or what I believe in?
Ooh, this is a good one.
This is a good one, because I hear this from a lot of people, especially couples that say, well, my partner doesn't believe in what I believe in, or, you know, I'm psychic and he's not. And so this is a challenging one, because I was in an environment which was very loving, supportive, but also didn't believe in the direction that I was taking and in the things that I was coming home and spouting out. So I laugh, because I remember, you know, years ago when we always had dinner together, and I'd be there with the kids and the ex, and, you know, I would say something like, hey, today I saw, you know, I experienced this psychically, and they would look at me like deer in headlights, like, and wouldn't say anything, because what do I say to that, right? Like, for them, right? What do they come back and say? Nothing. They have no clue. So I totally can feel and relate to this question, because I had that for a long time. And I still have some people around me that, you know, butt up against the fact that I'm, you know, more spiritually, you know, in a place than anything else in my life right now. And so, yeah. So, what to do with that, Tom?
Well, the key word for me that comes up is respect. I just, you know, kind of tuned into my guidance and, you know, just respect where they're at. And, I respect myself as well by just sharing what I feel I want to share and letting it land where it may, you know. That's the whole key. But what do you think about that?
Well, so
what does
yeah.
that mean to you?
Well, that's a good one. I guess it's.
I have good guidance. Say,
you have good guidance. Yeah. Yes, you do.
There's often intellectual responses, you know, that I could come out with, and there's all kinds of solutions people can give us for those sorts of things and reactions. But when I take a deep breath and just ask for the key word, you know, that's when I get a little enlightened, because I didn't quite expect it either, you know, just respect.
Yeah. So what comes up to me about that is, yes, I agree with you, to completely respect where everyone's at. And as with the previous situation, and the previous situation you were with also, is there are times when, you know, we get to a place and then things dissolve or things shift where, you know, you move out of a situation where you might find someone like we did that, you know, supports one another. And we're more, even though we're like, I see Tom and I like two pillars, right? So we're two pillars moving along together, not like one leaning up against one another or one trying to persuade one another. We're really strong pillars, but we have the same foundational beliefs. And this can go the same for if you're religious, if you're, you know, atheist, whatever it is, whatever your belief is, it's just like, is your partner or your environment, are you know, do you guys have the same type of foundational belief to support what you're doing in life? And for me, it was a game changer when I shifted and was able to come with a partner who, you know, well, we were obviously, we contracted to come together at this time of in our life for to back one another with what we're here to do. So, you know, it's just, yeah. So I guess it's funny. I want to go, so just leave that person. But no, of course, I'm not saying that, people. But
well, that's more the intuitive perspective.
It is. I'm an intuitive. I'm like, out of here.
Not wasting any more time.
It's true.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, what does that mean to me? Really, you know, as long as I respect where I'm at, that it's not going to, if I feel that within, you know, then there's, it's going to be like water off a duck's back. But that's the challenge. You know, that the challenge for me is, has been more like, you know, I wanted to be accepted and we all want to be accepted in our family situations. And, it's something that, you know, I have to practice. I have to, you know, remember, we're all just practicing here. I have to practice just sharing what I feel I need to share at that particular time and practice not sharing when it's not my opportunity to share that. So that's about all I have to say on that. And it's, you know, even when I'm closer to a state of consciousness, you know, I think there's growing up Catholic, they always wanted me to marry a Catholic. And there's truth in that. You know, we're, at least you come from the same foundation. Even if it's a religious foundation, you've got some agreement and some basics. So I can see the wisdom in that or why people would recommend that. There's that positive side of that. And however, on the other hand, if you're a soul that came to learn more about somebody who had different ideas and be more accepting, then maybe marrying someone from a different religion would be more, you know, what you came to do. So I never want to say that there's one way or another, you know, that's better or different. I just like to share that, well, there's wisdom in that, you know, that idea. That I can see the positive side of it.
Yeah, because what comes to me too is that, you know, I mean, I've not always been this way. I've always been very sensitive. I've always been very feeling things and knowing which way to direction and to go. But as far as, you know, understanding things, I wasn't until I was like in my late 40s or well, I went to massage therapy school at 38. So it was all a progression. So the environment that I was in for almost 29 years with my previous partner was perfect for where I was at. It was perfect for where he was at. And so, you know, but then at some point, you know, there were some things that arose between us that I was like, hey, you know, I'm going down this path and this is maybe the path you're going down. And I don't think it's the same path, but so that's what I want to do is say about the respect part of it that, you know, I did respect the situation I was in for so many years, almost three decades, because it was perfect for me and the family and everyone that involved. But then, you know, people start exploring and growing and then that's where, you know, things can shift and change.
Yeah. And again, everybody out there, you know, come up with what feels right to you. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the sayings that I like to throw out is occasionally is that, you know, it's not the family that prays together that stays together. It's the family that respects each other. So if I'm involved with people around me, either work colleagues or friends or family, as long as they respect, you know, my opportunity to believe the things I believe in, I'm okay with whatever they want to believe in and just share the good parts or share the commonality, share the common parts.
Yeah, that feels good, Tom.
Yeah.
So, that's it. So I'm feeling that we are good with this episode. Okay. And
there wasn't any more questions.
Nope. And what's up spiritually? So I want to really put it out there to you guys. So we had, one of the questions did come in through our YouTube channel where they left a question for us. So if you have a question, because we're doing this episode about once a month, if you have a question for us, for Tom or I, you can check out our YouTube channel and leave it in the messages. You can also go to TNT Spirit Works Facebook page or Teresa Shantz or Tom Shantz's private Facebook page and leave us a message, and we'll be happy to address your question in an upcoming episode.
Yeah, I love questions about business experience.
Oh, yeah. So if you had any business experience and being spiritual, ask Tom.
Yeah, how do you make that happen?
And all the other weird crap, you can ask Teresa. You can ask both of us about all the other weird crap.
Yeah.
And also just, if you do need some more inspiration between episodes, please check out, especially my Teresa Shantz Facebook page. I do lives on there once or twice a week. I'm on there every day, sharing inspiration, enthusiasm, and things about being spiritual. So please feel free to check out my Facebook page, or you can do TNT Spirit Works Facebook page also.
Yeah. And our goal is to stimulate your inner wisdom and help you work more clearly and closely with your guidance. Mm-hmm. See how life can be a fulfilling and an amazing journey more of the time than less of the time.
So we hope you enjoyed this episode, and thank you so much wherever you're at in the world for listening in or watching our YouTube, because without you, we would not be doing this, because why do it?
Yeah. And we have some other links to Teresa's book. If you would like a reading from Tom and learn how to work with your guidance, find out your spiritual gifts, just reach out to us and we can give you all the information.
Yeah.
But the one thing I'd like to leave them with today, Teresa, is remember, life is too short
to not be enthusiastic
about
your unique journey.
Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.